Wrong intro. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mix Podcast. I am Philip the Trail Mix, and you all know my co-host, cohort, brother Christ, Stephen the Navigator.
What's up, people?
What are we talking about tonight?
I think we should talk about... First, we should talk about cough medicine, I think. What is it? I'm trying to find the words I used earlier. We should talk about sharing one's story and using one's scars to help turn someone else around. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to quit saying, you know what I'm saying. I'm just going to say, do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. You just go all Johnny Depp. Savvy? Like,
savvy?
Savvy? Understand? Savvy?
We do that. We use a lot of Pirates of the Caribbean stuff in our house. It's pretty funny. I got a charger. Oh, what a train wreck that situation is.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just goes to, like, life without Christ. Just, like, what a nightmare, you know?
Yes. Yes. It might seem all right at the moment, but... A life without Christ, so you hear that saying all the time, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel? Well,
train.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Living without Christ, that light at the end of the tunnel absolutely is the train.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And guess where you're at? You're stuck in the tunnel.
That's right.
There's no hatch that says escape. No, I didn't watch Nemo today.
Oh, man.
The joys of having small children. I love it.
Yep.
Everything in my house is either biblical, sarcasm, or a movie quote. It's one of those three things.
Yes.
And it's constant. But yeah, the life without Christ. We all know life without Christ is just, you think it's fantastic. It's not fantastic. It's miserable. I'm dealing with an individual right now who just has no relationship with Christ. So it's tough because, like, you really want to tell him what you think about it. Because of the way that you're being treated, you know?
Yeah.
But there's that little thing called integrity. And you should do things in a... what's the word? Godly fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What it's on my invoice, and I don't have any invoices in front of me. You think I'd know the verse. Dadgummit, what is it? I think it's Colossians something. You know, you do your work not as for man, but for if you're working for the Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's like literally on my invoice, like on the bottom or on the back side of the invoice. Excuse me. I guess it would be the front side because when you get an invoice from me, it's folded in half and it's the first thing you see. So, we'll get you some of that. Let's see. I think it's chapter 3. Should be in there. It is. It's highlighted. I love it. Colossians 3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. So,
yes.
And then the next verse, which is the second half of that statement, or maybe it's the third. It's like maybe the third. So there's 1, 2, 3 verses. And it's all one, it's a relatively long sentence, was broken in the thirds. So verse 24 says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance. That's tough to say. For you serve the Lord Christ. So, yeah. So if you reverse that, because nothing makes sense, like we always talk about, if you reverse all that, if you start from verse 24 and work your way up to verse 23, you have to serve Jesus. And then you'll get your reward because you are doing things in, for the Lord, as for the Lord, to men. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, savvy. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of like, I never done that before. That's the first time I did that. Like, take all the verses and then just reverse them. Because you can't, particularly with this, because you can't have one without the other, without the other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's kind of neat. I'll ponder that for a second. That's kind of cool. I'm not sure if I've ever heard a pastor do that before.
Not that I can remember anyway.
So to get back to like our original thought for the night, it was like using basically I'm still on the, and I'll probably be on it for the rest of my life, this ladder kick, falling off the ladder, and just like, so insert whatever traumatic event has happened in your life, yours or whoever's listening, and turn, you have two choices in those situations, I believe. You can be like, woe is me, look what happened to me, I want pity, I want this, blah, blah, blah. Or you can totally just take it by the horns and flip it around and be like, this is what happened to me, but this is why this has happened to me, because it's like a wake-up call from God. It's not like a wake-up, it is a wake-up call from God. You know, I mean, you know what else I'm tired of is the dumbing down of the English language. It's just say what you mean. That's kind of, anyways, pet peeve number 1,000. man, you know, and I know I keep telling and saying this, if you take the bright side of a bad situation, of a traumatic experience, and just like, it just totally changes your personality. It just totally changes if you're going to use it for good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like a wrench. You can take a wrench, you can break a window and rob a house, or you can take a wrench and fix a car. You know, what do you want to do? So, and for me personally, I have like this I feel like I have this unlimited amount of self-confidence now. You know, I'm not cocky, but I'm just like, I don't think that's how that works. I'm not afraid to tell you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. I'm just like, you're wrong. Plain and simple. I'm nice about it, but I'm like, let's rethink this.
Right.
And sharing my story. Dude, it's like fantastic. Some people hate it. Some people are like, just think it's fantastic. To me, I believe it's like a huge wake-up call from God to go do what I'm supposed to do, what any of us are supposed to do. You know, if you have any inclination of like how God works or have some interest in it, and you have a life-changing experience, you're a fool if you don't pick it up and hook arms with God and run with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're the reason he's still here. He's the reason you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a buddy of mine Friday. I was working in a house, and he's the new, I've known for a few years, he's the new like top dog of where he works. Like he's there's the head guy who, you know, runs the whole place. It's named after him and everything. Now he's the like second in command. He's like to do it all, make sure everything. He basically gets paid to have a bad day. You know what I mean? It's like make sure things are. Yeah. So it's like my job, but on a grander scale. So anyways, he comes in, he's like, hey, how are you? He's like, I heard about you, blah, blah, blah. And then he proceeded to tell me like all the terrible things that were said about me while I was gone. And I'm like, you're kidding me. I'm like, I don't even care. He's like, yeah. He's like, what a bunch of crap. So anyways, I like a few weeks ago, I shared with him about The Way Outside and our podcast. And he was super pumped, and we've had a few conversations about God. And then I told him what happened. And it's like, and I looked him right in the eye, and I'm like, this is my calling. It's my wake up. This is my last, next week is my last week working for who I work for. And he's like, good for you, man. And this guy's like super intelligent. He's incredible. He was in the military. He's done some stuff. I can tell you that. We'll leave it at that.
Right.
So, and he's legitimate. He's not one of these, some of these guys that get out and go, duh, duh, duh. I'm like, yeah, okay, doubt it. This guy's legitimate. So anyways, and we get along great. And he's just like, we have some pretty in-depth conversations. The man can talk, oh my word. I like to harass him at the time. Like, you going to work today or just run your mouth all day? just look at me and he'll laugh. And he's one of those guys, you know? I mean, we're both one of those guys. Like, what are you going to do about it? So, no, he's a great dude, though. And he's like, oh, look, our time popped up. I didn't think that was going to happen. It says 9:53. Huh. Sure. Dumb.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm not going to let time ruin our thing here.
No, I will let you know when we get, just we'll keep an eye on that, and then we can kind of stop. And
I feel like we're in a football game. It's got like the 2-minute warning.
I know, right? Like,
No huddle offense. No. I'm going to win this. Yeah. We already won. It's all right. We're just going to tell people about it.
That's right.
Yeah. So the whole goal tonight is talk about, you know, your situation and sharing your story. You should be so pumped up. I hope you never, whoever's listening, and I know you're continually on fire about things, that you take your story and not afraid to share it with people. Look them in the eye, tell them, speak with confidence, and just be like, this is it. This is what's going on. I'm 100% on faith. Like, after this coming Friday, like, I don't have a job anymore. I don't. I have to go find my own work. Or we're praying to God that, like, all the ministry stuff we've sent out in the past 10 days or whatever, people start sending in support, you know? So we put the mailman to work this past week, I can tell you that. So, and so, yeah, you want to I came up with a definition of faith tonight. You got to hear this. It's kind of out there, but I think that's kind of hits a nail on the head. I love you can just like look up text, what you tell people. Where's this guy? Oh, here we are. Wait a minute. Where did I send that to? Oh, here it is. No. Wrong thread. I started to sweat from it. Whoops. So, dadgum it. Still the wrong thread. Oh. I said I'm responding to a text, and I said, it's going to be glorious and frightening at the same time. I believe that's the definition of faith. You know? Because you're like, faith is like, you're believing in something you can't see, touch, hear, or smell. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely.
It's like, I'm going to go to the cupboard and get two cups of faith and get the word.
Yeah. It's not something that you can see. So, like, you can't, I can't look at you and see that you have, you know, your faith will fit in this box.
My faith will fit in this house. I got to open the windows. I got so much faith.
It's just, that's exactly right. It's you're trusting in something that you can't, it's not tangible, not like in the sense that this can is tangible. I can hold it. I can feel it.
Yeah.
You know, and then like we talked about, I think was it last week or the week? I don't remember now. But the faith of the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
You know, it's. And that's part of the. Part of sharing your story with people. Excuse me, is. You can make that relatable, make that understandable to people by through your story. You know, through through your story about falling the whole ladder thing, and then everything that happened after that, and then the dive into complete faith and trust in him, you know, that all of that stuff, everybody can, not everybody, but well, maybe everybody can relate to that story, at least on some level. Yeah, because we
go ahead, sorry.
You know, we all have those life-changing events that happen to us. You may have to, some people might have to dig and search for a while to find them, you know, to look back and find them. But I do believe that everybody has had some sort of event in their life and will have some sort of event in their life that will change the trajectory one way or the other. And I believe also that having Christ before that event can drastically change the outcome of that event. You know, like take your situation with the ladder. If you were to go through that exact same situation and not have Christ, it would have been a vastly different outcome for you. At least, I think it would be anyway. I mean,
I would have to agree. I would think so. I would. I would think so. So like my buddy I was talking to the other day, he's like, so he wanted to know the details, and I'm just telling him, I'm just slamming him with stuff, and he's soaking it up like a sponge, and he's pumped. You can see the glow on his face. He's like, yeah, he's, you know, he teeters on believing, he believes in God, you know, he knows there's a God, the whole nine yards. He's super intelligent anyway. So like he was telling me that he had a buddy fall from 14 feet and die, you know? So I'm like, he's like 4 more feet, you know? Mm-hmm. And my buddy died. And he's like, you almost. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, check out my face. He's like, you know? So, yeah. I just can't. It's hard to describe the feeling you have when you're just like, you take a situation like that, and you're totally right. Everyone has had a life altering situation. Everybody has. Because I feel like some more traumatic than others, but I'm like, you can choose to take it and run like you and I have, or you can choose to just bury it with work and alcohol and sex and cars and houses and whatever. And whatever you do, you know, there's no middle ground. You're either one side or the other.
Right.
Yes. I feel. So, but to make it relatable to people, you can take like an outrageously traumatic incident and just use it for something positive to give those people that like have had the same thing and we're about to get booted. We got less than a minute.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, time out.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to end it and restart it.
Okay. And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, what a joke.
Yeah.
I saw when I don't want to waste any more of our time because apparently we have time. We're timed. Super stupid. Everybody wants money. Don't you know you can't take it with you? I mean, you know, I like paying my bills, but come on. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Anyways. Are we recording or?
We are, yes.
Oh.
I haven't stopped it. It's been recording this whole thing, so.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. People are like, man, these guys are real.
Yeah. Technical issues and all. You get it all, people.
That's right. We don't care what you think because we all have the same problems. Yeah. You know? I get a kid because I'm sure you listen to podcasts. I listen to our own podcast plus a bunch of other podcasts all the time. It's just like, they're like, some of them are like so like nice and clean and neat and orderly and just edited beyond belief. And then there's some that just drive me up the wall. And then I swear there's no one out there like us. We're just like, whatever. You know, it's just like a normal conversation, which is, I mean, because that's what we do. Just try to help people facilitate conversation, make things relatable. So it's like super cool. I love it. So every once in a while, I think of something from, I hear something from someone else's podcast. I'm like, maybe I should try that out. But I'm like, no, not that techie. No, so anyways, what were we talking about? We were talking about sharing our story, trying to make it relatable to people and encourage people to like, no matter how bad your situation is, and you can use it for the greater good, you know, even death, you can use, I mean, literally God can use anything to change anybody.
Yes.
So
I'm so glad that you made that little caveat there, that little switch. Like, you can use, no, God can use, because God is using literally anything and everything. He might be using something through you, like your story or your life or some sort of talent that you have, or a talent that you don't have, a weakness that you have. But, and that's one thing I would make clear here, is that we're talking about like our stories, but it's God is the author of these stories, and he's the one that's using them.
Absolutely.
Which should be, now it took me a long time to figure this part out, but that should be like a huge relief. Like, that should take a lot of weight off of your shoulders. Like, it's nothing that you're doing that 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 is going to glorify God or is going to bring somebody to Jesus through your story. It's nothing that you're doing. It's not this. It's all the work of God and the Holy Spirit. So that in and of itself should make it a lot easier to share your story. I know it did for me, just realizing the fact that I could share my story with literally anybody and everybody.
Oh yeah.
Just because I know that it's not my voice or not the way how eloquent I speak. It's not anything of me that is bringing somebody to Christ or God is drawing somebody to God. It's God that's drawing somebody to Him.
Well, you're absolutely right. Yep, absolutely right. I mean, I can't say that any different, I don't think. It's just, you're just like the vessel. He's just using you. Yeah. But once you realize that, the sky's the limit, man. You just like, I literally don't care anymore. Am I a little nervous or concerned? Like, I still got bills to pay, So yeah, I do, but it's going to work out. It has to, Like when I missed 31 days for work, literally. I went back, I had an accident on the 9th and I went back to work on the 9th. So 31 days. And I was looking out the window, wondering where my wife's going. anyways, I lost my train of thought. No, so gone for 31 days, out for, but like, all our bills got paid. That's like another huge like testament to people. It's like all the money, almost to the penny, came in and paid it. All our bills were paid. We didn't ask anybody. Stuff just came in the mail. Or, my wife brought home a check and from someplace or two different places. Just they were handed to her. It was like a check came in the mail for stuff. It's like I'm one of those guys now that can stand up there in front of church and preach and be like, hey, because you hear that from preachers. You're like, oh, I didn't know what to do. This came in, or anybody. This came in. Yeah, it literally came in, man. It's unbelievable. I'm not saying going out. I'm not saying go get yourself hurt and put God to the test, because that's kind of stupid. But I'm like, no, that's not how it works. But I'm like, dude, get hurt. Or, I don't know. It just, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it happened. It'll happen. Like, if you believe, you have to believe, man.
Right. See, and that right there, that's the point for me, is you don't have to get hurt to have that level of belief.
No. I mean, it doesn't have to be physical. It could be emotional, whatever. I'm like, and stuff just, say you have a sick child, and like, and you get a hospital bill, it's like more than you could ever afford. And, it gets written off or something. Or, just weird. You think it's weird, random stuff, but it's all part of the plan. So it's like,
right.
You can run around and tell people, like, hey, I missed this month, or my kid was sick, or this or that, the other thing. My bills still got paid. We still have money coming in. We're still paying bills, buying groceries, tithing the church, all this good stuff,
right.
And running a ministry on top of that. Yeah. Dang, Jimmy, you can't beat that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and I would say a good rule of thumb is if you say to yourself, man, that was some coincidence. Oh, I've got this bill to pay and I don't know how I'm gonna pay it, and all of a sudden you get a check in the mail. Man, that was some coincidence. If you're saying that to yourself, so anytime you say, man, that was some coincidence, I want you to change that and say, man, that was some act of God.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as coincidence.
Mm-mm. Nope. Oh, that was some act of God. I like that. Dude, we need to start making t-shirts. That needs to be on a t-shirt. Dude, that was some act of God. That'd be like the greatest t-shirt ever. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to write that down right now. Because, like, matter of fact, we're looking for new t-shirt people because the other t-shirt people didn't pan out. So, yeah, that's always something, I'm telling you. Good night. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, you're like, you have all these fantastic things happen to you, courtesy of God. But then, like, on the flip side, and I swear to you, it's like the devil just like tries to work like even harder, and just like, but you're just like, you know what? Screw you, devil, man. I got you in the corner and I'm thumping on you. So
yeah.
You have all this newfound confidence. You have, I mean, just being backed by God is just, or being on God's team. That's the greatest thing. Being on God's team is the best. I'm writing right now. Some, dude, that's some act of God. Going on a t-shirt, boys and girls. Yo. Oh, man. I mean, there's nothing. I just feel like a whole new person. I just don't give a rip about life anymore. I'm like a bad, I'm just like all for like, dude, get some God, because it's like fantastic. It's unbelievable. You know, get it now before something like catastrophic happens to you and you have like this huge wake up call, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, look for the note on the kitchen table. Don't wait till you're going, you know, you're knocked out, falling at the speed of sound, hitting the floor or something, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's what I was doing. I was just farting around, you know? I was in, but I was kind of like, well, I'm dragging my feet. I'm not going to lie. I'm running. I'm on fire. Woo! Yeah. Trying to think of a movie. What is it? Oh, dang it. The Ice Age movies. That saber-tooth tiger. Doing the dance. What is that? What is he saying?
On fire, baby.
Something like that.
Tip-a-toe.
I don't remember. Tiptoe. Any adults I want to come... Want to do something? Let me know. I'm down with adult stuff. I got to do so much kid stuff. I call my buddies up. Hey, you guys want to come watch Finding Nemo? They're like, oh, no.
No.
That's good because I'm going to take a nap. I will tell you, though, I know everything you could think of about the planet. Well, I was laid up because I'm like, yeah, a buddy of mine, he's got like all these Blue Planet and National Geographic stuff. Yeah, so like super cool. It's like Windows House, like a bunch. And I swear to you, this guy can start his own movie theater, movie rental place. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's like he lives out in the woods, but he has like a bazillion DVDs, right? Not even joking. Like the minute you walk in his front door, it's like a bookshelf, a bookshelf, a bookshelf. It's just, it's wild. I'm like, oh, that's a, you know. So, I was like, I can't do anything. So they bring me over DVDs. I got a stack of them. So I'm like, man, you want? I know everything from fungus to chimpanzees. I can tell you about it. Any place on the planet, I can tell you about Arctic. I can tell you about seals, polar bears, baboons. Yep. There's these really cool monkeys. They have like the longest name ever. I can't remember. But they're like orange, they have this blue face. They're like the orange, blue face, snub nose. Because it looks like someone cut their nose off. And they live like in this snowy part of the world. And they walk around like a human. So like they leave these footprints in the snow like a Yeti. You know. So anyway, they're like the coolest monkeys you've ever seen in your entire life. Yeah. But it was, and they like caught him on video. Like, there was a monkey fight. I don't know how to put it. That's what it was. It was just a monkey battle royale, man. These monkeys were vicious. Yeah, that's wild, you know? And they have like these big gnarly fangs, like, ah! And then they just eat fruit and stuff, you know, and sticks. And my man, they can throw down. It's like, whoo! Yeah. And they make like these huddles to keep warm. They just live out in the open in the snow. Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was like my favorite monkey. It was like, anyways, I don't know how we went from Jesus to monkeys, but we did. But... That's how I roll, people.
I feel like there could be an evolution joke in there someplace.
I was thinking about it because I started talking about teeth and that made me think about Darwin and how stupid he is. But I'm like, I shouldn't say anything, but now I just did. So I'm just like,
yeah. Oh, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Oh, man. I wish people could see this video sometimes. It's like, what is wrong with these two guys?
Yeah, I can't wait until I get a stable internet connection and we can actually start doing that again.
I'm just pumped to be back on Apple Podcasts because everybody we run into, like we met a lady a couple weeks ago at church, came to pick up her daughter. She just starts coming over chatting to me. Like, I have no clue who this lady is, right? And I'm like, yeah, I just like played along, but yeah, totally, blah, blah, blah. And if, we keep our info. We have a spot at the info booth at church. So I'm like, oh, let me go get you some stuff. So I went over and get a bunch of stuff, bring back to her. So she's like, oh, great. So then Cody's best friend, she helps us all out with the wood this winter. So I gave her a hoodie and a t-shirt. And that's what started the whole conversation was a shirt. These shirts start more conversations too. That's awesome. So, and apparently she's been wearing it around town. She wears it to town. She wears it to school. I hear about it all the time. And anyways, so I go up to her because that's what started this conversation was her wearing this t-shirt. So I said to her, I'm like, what? I'm like, who was that? So she's like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you got to be kidding me on this. It was one of the soccer moms at Cody's. I've been around a couple times. I've never seen who picks Cody up. Apparently it was her, so. Well, yeah, so now she has an honorable mention in her podcast. I didn't make, you know, I'm not going to use her name, but so if she's listening, she'll figure it out. All right. So it's kind of funny. So anything can change your life, your life-altering situation or a t-shirt. So
that's right.
There you go. There's our monkey to Jesus stretch. We just transformed it from... Yeah. Accidents to t-shirts.
Hey, it might be a rocky road, but we'll get back to where we're going.
We got some good suspension, people. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's funny. Anyways, so what are your thoughts, Philip? What are your thoughts?
All right, so first one right off the top is if you are a Christian, if you are a Jesus-following, professing Christian, you should be sharing your story. You should be fulfilling the Great Commission in that small way. Because the Great Commission never tells us that we're supposed to bring people to Christ. That's not our job. Our job is not to actually bring people to Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Our job is to plant those seeds that will help the Holy Spirit in doing his job to bringing people to Christ. And that's telling our story, you know. especially to the ones that knew you before you were a Christian. Yeah. Okay, so I guess a little clarifier here. If you were born into a Christian family and you were brought up in a Christian home and you were raised in the Christian church and you accepted Christ at the age of 7, that's going to be a different group of people that you're going to be talking to. Where if you're like me, where I didn't accept Christ until my mid-20s, I have friends from high school that knew me before Christ, BC, and those are the ones that are going to be most impacted by your story. If you let them get to know you now after Christ, because they're the ones that are going to be able to see that night and day difference. So all of that to say, share your story.
Well, you're totally right. Just share your story. I guess that's my biggest thing right now. And it should be your biggest thing. Is share your story. Mm-hmm. Let people know how God changed your life.
Right.
through anything, however it happened. whatever your situation, it can be fixed. Someone out there has the same exact story you do.
Yep.
And and it's just fantastic. Once you realize that sharing your story is just like the most amazing thing, just like, I don't know, you just have this, for me anyways, just have like, I just feel more confident. I feel sure about myself. I'm just like, I'm not gonna really let things bother me anymore. You know, there's a lot that's going on right now on my side that I can tell you, but I can tell you, I'm not gonna, everything needs to be broadcast to the world. Certain thing, but maybe it does. I don't know. But I guess overall, share your story, no matter how traumatic, and share your story and how you came out, and now you're on God's team, and you're just running in hooked arms, and you're just running together. And yeah, I don't know. I get to probably talk for another 45 minutes because just how messed up the world is, you know.
Easily.
So share your story, people. That's what it's all about. Jesus wants you to share your story and make a difference with people. He'll do the rest, you know.
And be honest. Be honest.
So be totally candid. Just like, this is my problem. This was my deal. This is what was going on in my life. Here I am now. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and people know it. They'll see you when you walk into a room. There's like, there's something different about that person. Totally.
Yes.
Yep. And you'll know it too. If you're in tune, you'll be like, "Oh, something's up with that guy. He's got power. He's full of Holy Spirit." Blah blah blah. Anyways, it's an exciting experience. I pray it never goes away. I don't think it ever will. I don't want it to. And it's fantastic. I'm just going to keep sharing my story. I know you'll keep sharing your story. And that's it. Share your story, people. Make a difference.
Right.
Nope. So, remember, we love you.
God loves you.
Peace.
Peace out.